It's that time of the evening. Let's get the program started. All right. And hello and welcome to 15 Minutes 通勤学英语直播室, another 15 Minutes live podcast on a Monday evening. And welcome you guys. And I've already said hi and talked to you guys for a little bit. I hope you guys have had a great day. And if case you are wondering what 15 Minutes Live Podcast is about, it's actually an extension. It's one of the shows of 15minutes.today, 就是我们通勤学英语podcast其中的一个单元。那其实这个单元呢，主要就是让我们组织群呢，还有老师群呢，可以跟我们的通勤家族们呢更亲密一点，更亲近一点哦。那在这个地方呢，我们就可以在 Clubhouse 上面，我们可以来一个语音的互动。这样子大家在不论在哪里呢，其实拿起手机，拿起 iPad, 拿起笔电就可以来跟我们一起聊天，然后用英语。But if you are a little nervous, 如果你对英语呢还是有点恐惧感呢，那欢迎你尽量的来使用英语或者是掺杂一些中文。It's okay, we're down with that. So, 这个节目呢志在让大家有开口说英语的地方。So,There's nothing, if you say something wrong, it's okay. You know, we all learn from our mistakes, right? And every week, as usual, I will bring a topic to the table. 所以每周呢，我们都会有一个主题，或者是会有一个系列，尽量是让大家就是习惯说，诶，我们每个月呢，其实每周呢，都会有，看起来是，不一样的主题，可是其实都是都有系列性的，像今天我们就是做个所谓的朗读或跟读这种系列。那今天晚上呢，之前呢我们有做过这个跟读挑战嘛，佩里对不对？我们跟读挑战呢是，诶，我这边讲一遍，然后呢，我们请我们通勤家族来讲一遍，或者是我们组织群再讲一遍，然后请我们通勤家族再来念一遍，这样子大家就是就是一边先听然后再讲这样子。诶，那今天的朗读的这个系列呢，今天我们的 session 呢想稍微改变一下，佩林。改变一下。改变一下就是我们不念了。我们很懒惰今天。我们今天可以懒惰了。就我们就请通勤家族直接上来念这样子，你觉得怎么样？
好啊，
平时都听我们在讲啊，对不对？因为换他们讲啊，我们都很爱讲，对不对？然后讲到说我们还要录新单元，我们还要开始 kickstart vocab， you know， we like to talk a lot， 我们就爱讲话的人，对不对？我们就把时间都讲完了，这样没有意思啊，对不对？好，那我们今天呢在这边就来邀请我们的通勤家族来上来。今天呢先都没有 assistance， OK， I'm not going to assist you with anything， but here this article is quite simple， it's very interesting， you know， I will do a quick introduction before you guys read it， but let's just， you know， try and read something that you've never read， OK。 今天这个朗读的文章呢，其实就好像就给大家思考想象，就是说其实平时就是我们看报纸啦，或者是我们看网络啦，有些文章就是这么有趣。那今天晚上的主题又比较 light， 轻松一点，非常适合直接上来朗读哦。这个跟读可能就不需要，对不对？大家的英文程度这么好，直接上来念看看哦。然后呢就等于也挑战一下自己这样子。And before I do that, and I just want to say hello to Huang, Ashley, and Vicento. Welcome you guys. 所以呢在这边就我们这边就征求一下我们的通勤家族，今天晚上我们来邀请三位，好吧？我们来三位，我们总共呢大家可以点一下置顶的连结里面呢，其实我们有总共有五个 point， 我们这边有五件事情是这个 blog， 在 Business Insider 里面呢我看到了一个蛮有趣的 blog， 就是有一个女生，她说她过去30年她每年都要去 Disney Park， She needs to go to Disneyland every year。She's been to Disney like in and out. She knows Disneyland. 对，她常常去，就跟我们在台湾呢，很多台湾人喜欢去日本一样，就一年要去好几次这样，然后这辈子要去 N 次，只是很不容易移民去日本啦。That's the only problem we have. 我们不容易移民去日本，对，可是我们超爱日本的所有文化的，这个文化人文啊等等的这样子。所以 Patty 你最常去的是哪里？
日本吗？
Where do you visit the most often? Japan or somewhere else?
Japan and Thailand.
Japan and Thailand. So if you had a choice today, you can only choose one, one destination, where would you go?
And depends on I have how much day.
You have all the time in the world. Your boss says, go and have fun.
Thailand.
You would go to Thailand,
yep,
and not Japan.
Yep.
Okay. So how many times have you been to Thailand? Eight or nine times.
Yep.
Over how many years?
4 years.
Over 4 years. So that's an average 2 trips to Thailand per year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's quite frequent. 这样还蛮长的，一年要去两次，
嗯，
差不多一两次这样子，
差不多。
那可能有一年还要拼到第三次这样，
嗯，大概就年头年，哎，年中年尾会去一次。
Okay, so June and December.
Yep,
fantastic stuff. Okay, so this article, the reason why I'm asking Petty this is because this has to do with how Petty travels as well. 我看到这个 article 就会想说，诶，对啊，你看像 Petty 也是这么常去泰国，然后日本啊等等的国家。然后这个 article 他就说，诶，他30年来都一直去 Disney Park， 他很会去 Disney Park。 And here are a list of things that she packs when she goes to Disney Park.Okay, so I thought this is a great topic. This is a great idea. 然后他刚好呢又讲到一些日常生活的用品的东西，然后呢又讲到说，诶，为什么他会带这些东西去 Disney Park? So I thought this article is a great article for us to work on tonight. 那大家就可以想一想哦，如果我们通勤家族有去过 Disney Park 的， I have never been. I, you know, by the time I could travel, I've gotten too old for that. 所以呢，我觉得我太老了，我现在去 Disney 可能被人家笑。这样子，所以就没有去了。I've never been to Disney Park, but, you know, I've been sort of to Japan. I sort of know the theme park situation there. And, I don't go on rides. I'm very scared of rides. 就是那个云霄飞车啊，这种 rides, roller coaster rides, I'm very scared of them. I'm scared of heights. 我很惧高，所以我不敢去做那些东西。So that's me, right? Anyways, so Petty, coming back to the topic, 所以我们刚刚讲到说今天的 article 这个 author 呢他常常去 Disney Park, 那他今天的这个 blog 呢这个就是应该是说 it caught my eye, 就是我让我注视到说，诶，我想知道说，对啊，我们通常都会带什么，那 Petty 你去泰国的时候必备的什么东西呢？ What do you bring or what do you pack when you go to Thailand?
嗯, sunglasses.
Why do you bring sunglasses to Thailand?
Because there is big sun.
Big sun?
In the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So the weather in Thailand is so good and the sunshine is so much that you have to wear your sunglasses.Okay, so there are ample sunshine for everybody. 所以就是太阳之国嘛，是不是太阳很大，对不对？我们不能讲 big sunshine, but we can say that there is ample sunshine, there's enough sunshine. Okay, or the country is a very sunny country. You have to bring your sunglasses. So other than your sunglasses, what else do we need to bring?
Money.
I think that's a given. That's a given. 这个必须的嘛。That's a given. I think that's okay. Some people even travel without needing too much money because they work and they work locally, right? They can do part-time jobs locally to make ends meet and travel. Okay, what else? What else do you pack with you when you go to Thailand?
No.
Do you bring any medicine with you?
No.
No, you don't? Because this is what I've heard some people told me that they would bring some, you know, antacid with them.
That's 多年前的那个经验，现在已经不是这样了。
You know, some people find that the food sometimes is overly spicy, overly sour, whatever the case may be, and they can't, you know, they need a few days to get used to the food. So they bring some antacid.
Do you know it's a popular medicine in Taiwan? It's called Xingjunsan.
Yes.
Made in Thailand.
Okay. Okay. There
so
we go.
Get stuck, you can go to the shop by the Xingjunsan.
Okay. So what do we call that in general? Stomach powders, right? You can buy these. So, well, you know, overseas, 国外呢，他们比如说胃酸过多，他们会喝一个那种有点像乳状的那种用喝的 antacid, yeah, that's what they drink. Or sometimes they take tablets called Eno. And of course, in Taiwan, it's popular because we prefer Chinese herbal medicines, so we prefer to use stomach powders, yes. And you can, according to Petty, you can buy them in Thailand. 所以呢，其实不用带去嘛，是不是？ Petty 的意思是这样。You don't have to bring them over. You just buy them locally. Okay, blend in with the locals. What else? What else do you have to bring to Thailand with you?
真的不用带东西去啊，我都没有带东西去。
Really?
带一个空的行李箱去，把东西买回来。
Okay, okay. Bring extra suitcases.Bring a few extra suitcases with you to buy stuff, to go crazy, to go shopping. I think that's definitely good advice, yes, when you travel. Some people do that, I think. Oh, well, most people do that. They leave for Japan or they leave for Thailand and they come back with a full suitcase or full three extra suitcases. They buy extra suitcases locally, yes.So that's Thailand. That's Thailand. And the things that we pack when we, or my parents, whenever they visit Taiwan and they travel back to South Africa, 当我爸妈每次从台湾要回去南非的时候, guess what they pack? Petty? Guess what they pack? They always have to pack this.
大冬天锅.
No, we got one. We have one. You usually bring it one time and that's all you need.It doesn't break that much. So a Datong rice cooker, not a problem. That we got. What do you think is not available overseas and all Taiwanese families need it? Guess.
Umbrella.
Umbrella is true. That's true. But you know, not every trip. We don't bring an umbrella back to South Africa every trip. But yes, my mom, for the first few trips, she did buy a few really, really nice umbrellas. Because Taiwan umbrellas are really pretty and they're very useful and they look good. Yes, umbrellas overseas don't really exist. People don't really use them.Maybe on golf courses, 他们打高尔夫的时候有那种高尔夫雨伞。Yeah, but most of the time, no. Yang san. Sun umbrellas. For the sun, no. So my mom bought a bunch of sun umbrellas for herself. Yes, not for, you know, raining season. Because raining season, you stay in the car, you're fine. You'll be fine if you stay in the car. Yeah. All right.Summer says, ooh, summer, yes. Instant noodles. Summer 就说、欸、泡面是不是Petty 觉得呢 ,Summer 有没有猜对每次回来台湾要回去南非的时候都会带泡面。
泡面应该买得到才对啊。
对泡面买得到。That's right, Petty, you got it. Because we also have a lot of different Asian supermarkets, right? 看你的地方啦有些地方是 Korean supermarket, 有些地方是 Indonesian supermarket, some places are Taiwanese, so,they're all different. 那有些这种反正都有这种华人超市啦 They are Asian supermarkets there that you can buy. So, you know, yeah. But anyways, we'll talk about instant noodles another day, Summer. That's another interesting topic. 因为 Petty 可能不知道澳洲人吃的泡面。你有看过澳洲人吃泡面吗？他们有他们白人的泡面。
白人哪有泡面？
有。
泡面都我们在吃的。
有。真的有。 真的有，
我没有看过他们吃泡面。
下次我叫我朋友有回来的时候，从南非回来的时候带几包回来，真的真的有，而且新加坡也买得到。
他们有那个泡米，欸，那道什么东西，就吃他把那个 spaghetti 做的那个一粒一粒的
啊
的那个东西。
So it's called noodle soup, right?字母汤嘛，对不对？他煮完了就是字母汤 ，noodle soups。Yes, that's for kids。那个不算泡面，那个吃不饱。
嗯
，Yeah， 那个吃不饱。But 有，你看到你就知道了。其实你在 supermarket 都有看到，可是你不知道那是他们的泡面。蛮有趣的，对不对？其实澳洲也有这种，白人也有泡面，只是那个不常看他们吃。因为他们都吃不饱，那太小包了。对，好，哦，我们的通常的那个白人朋友通常都吃不太饱，那没有办法。虽然他们对 flavor 这件事情蛮有兴趣的 ，but that's about it. All right, so here's the answer. My parents always have to buy mushrooms. 我爸妈每次都要买干的香菇。因为干的香菇没得买，
真的假的？
真的没得买。
那个 China Town 不是也是还是会有吗？
很难，很难，而且不漂亮，很难。所以干的东西啊，干粮，这个 dried mushrooms definitely one， and also seeds。我们有一阵子还带那个菜籽 vegetable seeds 带回去种。因为没有菜吃 ，we're sick and tired of lettuce。我们牺牲菜吃腻了，变成菜要自己种，所以就带很多菜籽过去。对，就自己种葱啊、辣椒啊什么的。Those were the things that my parents had to buy. Yeah. Okay, and CY says mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. Okay.Not exactly. I wouldn't call that like noodles. Mac and cheese is more like pasta. So in the West, yeah, mac and cheese, ready-made mac and cheese is readily available. If you go to Woolworths, if you go to any supermarkets, they have mac and cheese. 它就是那种比较就是微波炉食品 mac and cheese. Yeah. But no, it's actually instant noodles. Yeah, it looks like instant noodles. One of these days, I'll show you guys on...in the site, we'll may probably, you know, in the next vocab, maybe we'll talk about it. Yeah. So, Pity, 这边我们就讲到说，欸, what are the things we pack when we go to somewhere, right? And you go to Thailand, you pack your sunglasses. When we travel back to South Africa, we always have to pack mushrooms. And now you guys think about it. What do you pack when you go somewhere? What do you pack when you go to work?你的包包里面现在有什么? What's in your bag? Let's think about that, all right? So today, as usual, we're going to, well, unlike usual, to be precise, 有别于其他的 session, 对不对?我们以前都是我们自己先讲一遍这个 article 里面的这个里面的文章的内容,然后再来跟大家练习啊,分享等等的。我们今天就不要,我们今天倒过来,就先让大家来朗读一遍啦。那我们今天有五个 point, 有五件东西呢,这个文章的作者呢，他分享给大家说，欸，他去 Disneyland 一定都会带这些东西。那我们今天就邀请三位，好不好？我们来看有没有自愿来跟我们聊聊的通勤家族 ，anybody。And in the meantime, I just want to say, Eric, Catherine, CY, April, Wang, Sandy, CT, how are you guys doing tonight? Great to see you and great to have you tonight. 跟大家先说个。打个招呼，说个 hello。 那我们今天晚上呢，是不是来三位？我们看看三位。 Let's have three people. And if you don't know how to raise a hand, 如果在 Clubhouse 里面你不知道怎么举手的时候呢，右下方有没有看到工具列里面呢有一只手手？ Yeah, we see you. I see a hand. See a hand. 有一个手手，那个手手呢就是来举手说，欸，你想要发言的意思啦。那就欢迎大家来踊跃自愿来。Okay, and Patty says 那个应该 mac and cheese 不是通 mac and cheese 就是通心粉啊， 对对对 ，mac and cheese 不能泡，哎，那不是用泡的。You have to use microwave. It's usually made in like a ready-made food pack that you can microwave. 通常是这样子。哎，我们刚刚不是有只手手吗 ？I see summer. Yes. Right. Anybody else? We got summer in the house. Let's give her a second or two to load. I see summer. I clicked OK.I don't know what's wrong with the system today. But yes, 我刚刚有点 summer. 诶 Patty, 你有看到吗？为什么那个手手还在亮？
没有，我这里没有亮。
你那边没有亮？
嗯。
Oh, here's summer. Hi. Good evening,
Hello.
Summer. How are you doing tonight?
Just binge watching.
Binge watching what? Netflix?
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. That's a great Monday. It sounds like a great Monday. Good. So we've got summer in the house. And how about two more? Let's have two more people come and we can read the article together. We have another. Yes, we have iWatermelon70 who is going with the name CT. How are you doing tonight?
Hello?
Hi, CT. Good to hear from you. How are you?
Hi.
Yes,、
fine.
CT. Good.
Hi.
Yes, we hear you、
yes.
nice and loud,、yeah. CT.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that your daughter next to you?、Yeah. I hear a little girl.
Yes.
In the background.
Yes.
Very nice. She sounds very、She's、cute. Very cute. Please say hi to her from all of us, all right?
Yeah, yes, very cute.
She's very cute. Yes, daughters are great. Yes.So, and
your,
we...
Your voice is so small.
Really? Am I very soft tonight?
Oh, currently it's good.
Is it better? Is that better?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, better.
Because sometimes when the system loads, that's when the volume changes, I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay, cool. CT, great stuff. And we got Catherine in the house. Hello, Catherine. How are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good.
Yes, Catherine. Yes, it's the first time you've joined us, I suppose.
Yes.
Fantastic stuff. Welcome. And, you know, if you're not, because some of the 15 Minutes fam, they've been here with us for a while. So, you know, feel free to make yourself at home and welcome to the family.
Thank、yeah. you so much.
Cool. Glad to have you guys. So, so we got Summer, CT, and Catherine, right? And the article for your information, the pinned link, you guys are welcome to tap on it. And there are 5 points. There are 5 things that this author...likes to bring and recommends it highly for going to Disneyland. All right. So we've got 5 points here. And there are, you know, besides myself, there's Summer, CT, and Catherine. So how about we go in that order? Summer, you are welcome to go with the first paragraph. Please read the first paragraph there for us.The first thing that this author recommends us or, you know, always brings to Disney Park is, you're welcome to go ahead and read.
A reusable water bottle comes in handy and costs cost.
Good. Go on. There are two short paragraphs.
Bring a reusable water bottle is an absolute necessity because buying bottled water in the park is extremely overpriced and staying hydrated in the heat is so important. Many parks have water bottle filling stations, but many dining locations also offer free cups of water if you forget a bottle.
Very nice. Well read there, Summer. Yes, a round of applause for you. And Summer, so what is she saying here? Can you quickly summarize that for us? What is she saying? What do we need to bring to Disney Park if we do go to Disney Park anytime soon?
You need to bring the water bottle.
Water bottle.
Reusable water bottle.
So why does she emphasize...It's reusable. Why can't we just bring a water bottle?
Because. Because. Many dining locations will not offer you other cups for water.
Yes, that's definitely one reason why. What is the next reason? The first line. The first line. It says absolute necessity because.
Because the price is overpriced.
Yes, it's overpriced. What is overpriced?
It means too expensive.
Yes, overpriced means expensive, but what is overpriced in the park, according to her?
I don't know.
Water bottles. Bottled water. Yeah, bottled water in the park is overpriced. So here's the thing. She emphasizes you have to bring your reusable water bottle. 为什么是要重复使用的呢? 就是我们所谓的随身壶这种东西呢? Why? Because they don't allow you to bring your own water in. 你不能买自己的那个矿泉水。 它里面有卖, 它不给你带。 And buying bottled water in the park is extremely expensive. And we all know why, right, Summer? Because they have to make money. They have to make money. So bottled water is extremely overpriced. It's like going to a movie theater, right? You cannot bring your own food to the movie theater. You usually have to buy the bottled drinks.
Yes.
And popcorn. And they're not exactly cheap.
Yes.
Yeah. So same thing. Yeah. And also, because of some of these parks, like Disneyland, they are also a big advocate for green energy and being green, right? So what do they have in the park? They have water bottle filling stations.
No.
Yeah. Water bottle filling stations, or alternatively, we can call them, you know, water coolers. 所以有没有饮水机? 或者是那种一大桶的那种 叫water cooler. So you can water cooler. You can fill your reusable water bottle in the park, but they don't allow you to bring your own bottled water or bottled drinks into the park. That's usually how it works. Okay. And of course, here. Oh, thank you, April. I hear and see you. I think it's a system today. I'm going to push my volume a little louder. Thank you. Yes. So, Summer, that's the situation. So, reusable water bottle. Do you have one? Do you use one?
Yes.
You have one. I think everybody in Taiwan has one. Yeah. You know, we love buying reusable water bottles. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. You probably have more than one, I'm guessing.
Yes. And I use, when I go to the 7-Eleven, buy the coffee, I will use my reusable water bottle.
Whoa, very nice. You bring your own container, you bring your own coffee mug, you bring your own water bottle to 7-Eleven for coffee and for tea. Fantastic stuff. Yes. And that's also because our regulations have changed, right? And some shops even give you a discount if you bring your own container, correct?
Yes.
Fantastic stuff. Yes, you go, Summer. Good job there. So, Summer, do you want to read it again? Are there a few words you need help with? Are you happy?
Yes.
You're happy? Okay. Yeah. Great stuff. So I think a couple of words that I think are very useful in this paragraph is extremely overpriced. Okay. If something is very expensive, you can say they are overpriced.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, staying hydrated in the heat. So stay hydrated means you got to make sure you drink a lot of fluids. You drink a lot of water. So you stay hydrated. Yeah. That's also very important there. And, you know, you do that very well because you bring your own reusable water bottle. All right. And of course, a lot of places like 7-Eleven also have water bottle filling stations. You can ask them to fill your water bottle for you. And that's what we do in Taiwan. Right. Thank you very much, Summer. Well read. Okay.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. So just remember, you know, when the others are reading, make sure you're following as well. Yeah. It helps. Okay. Good job, Summer. Right. Let's move on to CT.
Hello.
Hey, CT.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. So the second thing the author brings to Disney Park. Shoot.
Second paragraph.
Yeah, the second paragraph. Point two.
As parks become more environmentally friendly.
Good.
You might want to bring your own straw. The Disney Park has been reducing the amount of single-use plastic handed out to guests.
Good.
Including plastic straw.
Mm-hmm.
Dining and refreshment locations now hand out paper straws or none at all.
Fantastic stuff. Well read. Yes, CT. So tell us, what does this paragraph mean? What do you learn from this?
Yes, from this paragraph, let us know we need to use the straw made from paper. Yeah, not made from plastic.
Very nice. So yes. Who provides the paper straws?
Paper straw.
Yeah. Do you have to bring your own paper straws or who provides them?
Yeah. I don't have my own paper straw. Yeah. But I have a straw and made by glass.
Oh, you have glass straw.
Glass straw. Yeah.
Very nice.
Do you know that?
Yes. Yeah. Very popular. A few years ago, it was very popular. It was sold everywhere. Glass and stainless steel straws.
And glass straw, easy to clean. Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Of course, yeah, like, do you know the a material like rubber? Rubber straws.
Rubber straws. Interesting. Yeah. I've never seen those yet.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Are they any good?
Chinese, maybe in Chinese, is the xijiao.
Silicone. Yeah, silicone straws.
Silicone straw, yeah.
Silicone straws, yes.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think glass or stainless steel straws are easier to clean.
Yes.
After you use them, yes. So again, CT, going back to the word that we picked up earlier, right? Your other than your paper straw, your stainless steel straw and your glass straw, we can also call them reusable straws, right?
Yeah. Reusable
straws. Reusable, because we can reuse them again. You carry it with you, you can reuse them again, and all you need to do is just wash them the right way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Actually, I think the paper straw is very difficult to use. Yeah.
Paper straws are difficult to use.
When I drink in the water,
mm-hmm.
yeah, or drink.
Yes.
Yeah. The paper straw, very easy to become humidity.
Ah, very good. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Humidity, CT, is what we talk about, the moisture in the air. Okay.
Yeah, moisture. Yeah,
the moisture in the air, humidity. Mm-hmm. But I think what you actually meaning is that the paper straw, once it gets wet, it becomes very soft.
Gets wet. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. So there are some very fancy cafes today. They like to offer, when you order, like today is a hot day, so I drank iced coffee, and they would offer me sometimes this paper straw. And usually, within 3 minutes, the paper straw gets really, really soft.
Yeah.
So I know your pain, because I
don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Like Starbucks.
Yes.
Yeah. Something like this coffee shop would like to use the environmental material.
environmentally friendly. That's the key word in the title for paragraph two, right? So parks are becoming more environmentally friendly. Yes. So Starbucks is also now more environmentally friendly.
Yes.
Yes, but not consumer friendly, you know, we don't like wet paper straws. But I agree with you. I think we definitely have to do something about saving the environment, reducing, you know, paper waste and plastic waste. It's crazy. Yes, but the paper straw thing, I don't know. I personally don't like it. I can't. It's not me. Yeah, I'd rather drink coffee from the brim, you know, from the cup itself and not using a straw. So I just stopped using straws altogether. But glass and stainless steel straws are very popular today.
Yes.
And some restaurants even, you know, like they even encourage it. They sell it and encourage it. Very nice, CT. Yes. The paragraph is a little short, but, you know, we will come back. Maybe, you know, CT, you can read one of the paragraphs later. But great read now. So keyword here, environmentally friendly. So paper straws are environmentally friendly. Next keyword is single-use plastics. Single-use plastics. That's what we're trying to reduce. 一次性的塑胶用品, so single-use plastics. That's another keyword.
Single-use plastic.
Yeah, single-use. And the opposite of it is reusable containers, reusable straws, reusable something. So something you can reuse. Okay.
Yeah. In my very family, nice. We also like to use a reusable container.
Very nice.
To take out our dishes.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. And kids have to learn about that at a very young age.
Yes. Yeah,
it's great for them to pick that up very early. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much, CT. Good job. We'll come back to you in a bit.
Thank you.
All right. Right, Catherine. Yes.
Hi
Catherine. Great stuff. So now you know the drill. And please read point number three for us.
The topic first.
Yes, please. The title, you'll read the subheading first and then read the paragraph for us. Thank you.
Thank you. And handheld fan can be a lifesaver on a hot day.
Ooh.
And handheld fan is an absolute lifesaver to prevent overheating, especially in the summer. Standing in scorching sun all day can be pretty brutal. So a small USB rechargeable fan offers a welcome reprieve from the heat.
Very nice. And Catherine read very fast over there. Yes. Okay. All right, I'm also following you, so I'm trying to catch up to you, you know?
Really? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Catherine here, very interesting, a handheld fan. What do you think she means by a handheld fan?
It's convenient and tiny. When you feel hot, you just use the handheld fan to, you know, maybe cooler your temperature.
Yes, to cool down, right? So in summer, you see a lot of children. And obviously, you know, a lot of people use this rechargeable handheld fan.
Yes.
That's powered, right? So the old term for a fan, actually, is just a fan. Mm. 所以呢,我们讲 fan这件事情,它是扇子.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the traditional fan. But today we talk, you know, it's 2022, so we are talking about modern fans.
The technology can improve.
Yes, so we're talking about high-tech fans today that's rechargeable, USB-powered rechargeable fans everywhere today. So handheld fan can be a lifesaver on a hot day.
Yes.
All right, so what's a lifesaver? What's another lifesaver for you, Catherine, other than a handheld fan?
Rescue my life or something.
Yes, something that saves your life. Like you would have to keep it on you. And that saves lives.
Yeah.
What do you think?
My lifesaver.
Yes, a lifesaver. So what do you, you know, for her, she says a handheld fan is a lifesaver. So what other lifesaver items do you have in your bag?
Spray.
A spray? What kind of spray?
You know, just for the bad guy, something like that.
Okay. But Catherine, I take it that you live in Taiwan, right?
Yeah, I live in Taiwan.
Yeah, but we have no bad guys.
Oh.
You know, you can hang around middle of the night and everything is okay. You know, Taiwan is relatively safe.
But sometimes I still will meet some, you know, strange people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So for some, you know, strangers that you're not very aware of. Yes. Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Got it. One of those sprays. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a lifesaver when you need it, right?
Yes.
So what else is a lifesaver to me? I think today a lifesaver is your phone. If you don't have your phone with you, you know, that's, to me, that's the lifesaver item. If you have your phone, you can do everything. Yes. So you have to keep your phone with you, your smartphone. That's my lifesaver. Yes. I can't do without my phone. Right. And Catherine was just talking about lifesaver just now. And then also here, the keyword in this paragraph is rechargeable, guys, rechargeable. You see, we talked about reusable plastics, reusable containers. Now we're talking about rechargeable. So here, Petty, rechargeable means?
充电。可以充电的。
Recharge 嘛, 重新充电的。 所以叫 rechargeable。 所以呢, 充电电池我们应该买什么牌的? 这个问 Petty 最清楚了。充电电池哦。对啊。
Panasonic,
like everybody will tell you Panasonic. 然后要不然大家不知道 Panasonic 呢，就是那个 Eneloop 啦， Eneloop, the biggest brand in the world. Yes, they sell great rechargeable batteries. Yeah. Okay, so rechargeable battery. But here, this fan is USB rechargeable. 所以通常呢，我们现在这种小风扇啊，这种手持风扇都是 USB 充电的啦，就是电扇啦。 所以呢，我们不用特别讲 electric fan or you know we don't. 其实以前的讲 fan 就是扇子，然后呢，我们讲 electric fan 是讲电风扇，对。然后到现在呢，其实 fan 就是 fan. It's electric. We all know it's modern tech. Yes, right. Moving on. So we got 4 and 5. Let's bring Summer back on board. Yeah, Summer, are you still there?
Yes.
We got 4 and 5. Ready to go. So 4, I'm sure you use this as well. Why don't you read paragraph 4 for us?
Wipes come in handy for many reasons.
Nice.
I like to bring a variety of wipes with me to the parks. I use sanitizing wipes to clean surface. Wipe my hands before eating or wash up any spoiled ice cream.
Very nice. So, Summer, what is this exactly? What is she talking about? What wipes?
It's talking about the wipes can clean surface.
Yes.
And clean the hands before eat.
Yes, clean your hands before you eat, and then clean the tabletops, clean any surfaces that you sit on.
Yes.
So what wipes do we need to buy?
You mean the brand?
Yeah, well, maybe you can recommend a brand too. What do you buy? What kind of wipes? Do you buy wipes?
I just buy the alcohol wipes.
Alcohol wipes. Yes, I was waiting for that. Yes, today, you know, in with the pandemic around, so we have to buy alcohol wipes. Very, very nice. Or sometimes they're called sanitizing wipes. Sanitizing wipes.
Sanitizing wipes. Yeah. Okay.
Sanitizing wipes. Well, technically, it's all alcohol wipes, but, you know, it just make it sound more like a product, you know. So sanitizing wipes, definitely. You can buy that for the office, for yourself, and to put it in your bag. Or alcohol wipes, definitely. Very, very handy. But before COVID, before the pandemic, we bought what kind of wipes?
Before the pandemic.
Yeah, before the pandemic. What kind of wipes did we buy? Not alcohol, right?
Just normal wipes.
Normal wipes. But why do we like these normal wipes? Because they are?
Because they involve the water.
Yes. So they are what we call wet wipes. Wet wipes. 所以大家可以去看哦，卖那种婴儿的湿纸巾啊，对不对？其实湿纸巾这个字呢，不是我们发明的，是外国人发明的。So 这个就叫 wet wipes。可是呢，现在我们讲酒精纸巾嘛，对不对？酒精湿纸巾或者是擦手纸巾 ，so they will be called now like sanitizing wipes or alcohol wipes.
Okay.
But for babies' bottoms, it's called babies' wet wipes or wet wipes.
Okay.
Great stuff. So you can go check them out, Summer. If you don't believe me, you can go to Watson's one day.And go check. No, I'm serious. You can go to Watson's and read the labels. It does say wet wipes or baby's wet wipes or baby wipes. Those were the traditional products for baby's bottoms. Yes. And I don't know if you noticed, a few years ago, they were also trying to market wet wipes to adults. You know that?
Okay.
You probably don't know. Let me ask Patty quickly. Hey, Patty, 你记得前一阵子那个湿纸巾啊，他们有以前湿纸巾都是小朋友擦屁屁的，对不对？都婴儿擦屁屁的。然后现在湿纸巾是不是有一阵子，我忘记舒洁还是哪一个牌子，他们在说就是大人也擦屁屁也擦 wet wipes， 对不对？
嗯，
那个广告有，就说湿的比较容易擦。
对
，I remember that was the marketing slogan. It was crazy when I saw it. I'm like, oh, okay, I've got baby's bottoms.Oh, why do I need this? Okay. And the marketing was quite good. So, Summer, if you have a chance, you go Google YouTube. Maybe you'll find the ads. You can check out the ads. Very, very funny. Yes.
Okay.
But they dropped it, I think. Just before COVID, I think they dropped it because it wasn't selling. Yeah,
okay.
They dropped it. I never see them on TV anymore. But you guys can definitely check it out. Wet wipes. Right. Great stuff. Yes, thank you very much, Summer.Yes, CT, please read the last paragraph for us.
Okay.
Yeah, shoot.
An umbrella is a must in raining climates.
Yes.
When visiting a theme park is in climate less prone to rain, like Disney's World in Florida, I will bring a compact collapsible umbrella with me.
Well read there, collapsible.Yeah, big word. Not a word we use every day, but collapsible. It's, you know, a lot of things are
foldable.
Collapsible. Yeah, foldable. We like the word foldable because it sounds like it folds, right? But collapsible means it gets smaller.
Mm.
Yeah, because when something you can fold, when you can fold something, it just becomes, you know, folded, like rectangular.But when something is collapsible, it just means it becomes really, really small. Like you can twist and turn it. So those are some of the different products there. And CT, yes. So an umbrella is definitely a must for rainy seasons and especially for us in Taiwan. But, yes. Yeah. There are so many types of umbrellas, right? What do you use? Do you prefer the collapsible umbrellas? Do you prefer the...sort of the sun umbrellas that looks good? Or do you prefer, you know, these golf umbrellas that are really, really big?
Mm.
What do you use?
Yeah. I always take a collapsible umbrella in the car.
Okay, yeah. So you keep a collapsible umbrella in your car?
Yes.
Only one?
Yeah. Two. I have two collapsible.
Exactly,
umbrella.
I thought
in
so.
In the two from the both of the front door. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to keep some umbrellas in your car, definitely, with your wife and kids.
Especially in Taiwan, at this season, easy have a raining day. Yeah, I have a collapsible umbrella.To use, we can easy to collapsible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Easy to collapse.
Easy to collapse.
Yes. Or sometimes we can call it a compact umbrella.
Compact.
A compact umbrella. So you can put them together, you can fold them, and it becomes a very compact, that means very small umbrella.
Yes.
Personally, I think that's great. It's a godsend. But these compact umbrellas are not readily available overseas, like I mentioned earlier. My mom, you know, usually overseas people just sit in their cars. And yeah. they go from one parking lot to the next parking lot or one building to the next building. So nobody really stands under the sun or under, you know, really under the rain. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, most of the umbrellas you would want to buy are near the beach.
Mm-hmm. You know? Indeed.
Yeah, most of the time that's the case. But in Taiwan, you know, the beach is so near to us. We are an island. So, yeah, it rains all the time. Yeah. Like earlier this year, it's raining like cats and dogs crazy for how many days? For almost 2 months. So, yeah, you know, umbrella is a big thing in our lives.
In Taiwan, every girl have a one in their bag.
It's a must have. It's a must have. Yeah. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And
whatever,
very interesting.
Sunny day or raining day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So most of them, most of them buy, so in Taiwan now, most of per my definition, most of the umbrellas in Taiwan are actually meant for the sun, to be honest. Yeah, really? To be honest. They're not really meant for the rain because they're not big enough. Sometimes, you know, they're just made to sort of cover your head a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, so those are sun umbrellas. Those bigger ones, you know, like a family umbrella or one of those golf umbrellas, those are the proper sizes of umbrellas for rain, to be honest. But, you know, we like to look good in Taiwan. You know, umbrellas are pretty. Yes.
Collapsible umbrella.
Collapsible umbrella.
For everyone, not only for girls.
Oh yeah. For me, they've got nice colors for gents like myself. I bought one, and you know, very nice. I'm loving it. And some of these waterproofing materials are really, really good.
Yeah, indeed.
And the key word here in this paragraph would be the word theme park. Other than umbrella,
theme park.
Yeah, what is a theme park?
The park like Disney's park. And
park like Disney, Universal.
Yeah. Universal.
Very nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So when we talk about Universal, it'll be Universal Singapore, Universal Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the two theme parks that we visited. And also we have a lot of local theme parks, don't we? In Taiwan. You've taken your daughter to a couple, I'm sure.
Yeah. Liu Fu Chun,
Jian Hu San. Yeah, Liu Fu Park, right?
Yeah, the children like that.
They like that. And of course, more for the zoo, I presume. I haven't been there for a while. I've got a vague memory of Liu Fu Park. But I mean, you know, I think the zoo is more interesting than the park to me. Yes. So it's a great place, a great theme park. That's the key word here, theme park.
That's probably is very historical theme park in the Taiwan.
Really? I mean, you would use the word historical, like it's got long history.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Cool. I mean, I know they have been around for a long time. I just, you know, I wouldn't call them historical. I mean, if they get to 100 years, then we can call them.
Almost decade.
Almost. Really?
Yeah, above.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Almost 100 years. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thanks very much, CT.
Thank you.
Great stuff. So, moving on, you guys, we have read everything, right? So, the first thing that she recommends is a reusable water bottle. Second thing she recommends, the author recommends, you have to bring your own straw. So, it could be a glass straw and could be a stainless steel straw. All right. And then you want to bring a handheld electric fan, a handheld USB rechargeable fan, right? To save the day. Okay. In a hot day, you need a fan. Fantastic stuff. And next, you want to bring your wet wipes. And it could be your alcohol wipes. You could be your sanitizing wipes. It could be your baby wet wipes. You're welcome to bring all the wipes just to clean different surfaces, to sanitize different surfaces, etc. And lastly, you have to bring an umbrella. Okay. So, Patty, other than an umbrella in Taiwan, 我们刚刚讲到下雨，我突然想到这个要帮大家补充一下。 诶，我们除了拿雨伞，下雨天还可以买什么样的东西来挡雨呢？ What else can we buy other than an umbrella?
Rubbish bag.
A rubbish bag. Yes, from afar, it looks like a rubbish bag. I agree with you. Yes. 那我们讲雨衣嘛，对不对？远远看的黑黑的，就像好像在垃圾袋一样。 打星牌。Yeah, but what do we call it, actually? 我们应该叫它什么？雨衣。There's the clue for you. 雨衣。
Raining clothes.
Very close. Raincoat.
Raincoat.
对，就是防雨的外套。Raincoat. 就是雨衣。就是打星牌那种，像垃圾袋的。That's a raincoat. Yeah.A raincoat, just so that you guys know. 我们刚刚讲到 umbrella, 应该要补充一下这个部分，让大家知道。A raincoat, yeah. And the reason why Patty says it's plastic bag, because, you know, we've got yellow plastic bags in Taiwan. We use yellow plastic bags. Rubbish bags. 这个垃圾袋，对不对？黑色垃圾袋，黄色垃圾袋，就是这个打星牌的。Yeah, Xianming, you were almost there. Xianming 也是 rain clothes, yeah, but raincoat is the actual word.Nice, yes. So today we've covered what she loves to pack and bring to Disney Park, right? And here is the time for us to really get a,get in and have a chat with our 15 Minutes fam. We still have a little bit of time. And we also touched on this earlier, but, you know, it's just...We welcome and invite everybody to come and talk about this. So, 我们等一下的分享时间呢，在我们今天结尾之前呢，我们的分享时间就是 What do you bring when you travel? What do you bring when you travel? 我们想一下自己通常都会带些什么呢？我们今天听到这个作者呢，他去 Disney Park 这么多年了，然后每年年年都是带这些东西，他非常推荐这些东西。那你呢？当你旅行的时候，刚佩蒂有分享，他旅行的时候都戴墨镜，因为要看起来帅帅的，那要挡风挡光，对不对 ？Or you're welcome to share what is in your bag right now. What's in your bag? 你现在袋子里面有什么呢？拿出来看一下。你通常都把什么东西带在身上呢 ？What do you pack when you go out to work? Right? Catherine, are you there? Hello, Catherine.
Yes.
Yes,
I'm here.
I thought that question, maybe you want to share what's in your bag today or what do you put in your bag?
I got wipes.
You got wipes. Wallet. Very yes. nice. You got a wallet.
My pencil case.
You bring a pencil case with you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's great.
Mm-hmm. And my wallet?
Yes. Yes. You can have multiple wallets. You can have a purse and a wallet.For ladies like you.
Oh, yeah. I got my purse.
Yes. Yeah. Today, to be honest, you know, a long time ago, there's a difference. People, you know, wallets for men and purses for ladies. But to be honest with you, today, you can use whatever you like. Yeah. So ladies also have wallets and purses. And there are also man purses today designed.
I thought it's just like the shorter one or just style.
Yeah.
Well, usually the man for men, you will call wallet. Or if the shorter one, not longer one, you still call wallet. Different, doesn't matter the girl or the boy.
That's what we sort of know. But today, you know, it's okay to have a man purse. There are purses, you know, that looks slightly larger. Yeah, slightly more fashionable. You know, looks less like a wallet for money, more looks like a purse. So those we call man purses. Yes.
Thank you.
They are available. So is that all you have in your bag? Because...
Yes.
Really? Because I was expecting, you know, what's in your bag is a thing on a lot of TV shows, right? They go and, you know, go ask celebrity actresses and ask them, hey, what's in your bag? You know, show us what's in your bag. And most of the ladies have cosmetics in their bags, don't they?
I don't have any.
You don't bring any with you?
Yes.
Really? So you've got wipes. Your wipes are more important than cosmetics.
But sometimes I will bring my lipsticks.
Yes.Cosmetics. You still need a little bit of lipstick or something there. So for ladies, definitely the wipes for sure, right? The money, the wallet, or your purse, right? And then, of course, your phone, you put them in your bag as well.
Yeah, my right? lifesaver.
Your lifesaver, yes. Everybody's lifesaver, to be honest. Yes, if you're a person who prefers electronic payment today, like, yeah, you have to bring your phone to pay for things.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So that's in your bag. But when you do travel abroad or when you do a bit of traveling domestically, what else do you add to what's in your bag?
Camera.
You bring a camera.
Yeah.
Tell us about your camera.
Usually, I don't really have a camera because the cell phone can also take nice photos. So I will still bring my lightsaber, my cell phone.
Yeah.
To take a picture.
Good idea. You don't have to bring like a big camera anymore. Yes,
yeah.
But, you know, I was just curious because, you know, a lot of people are still very much into photography, very professional photography in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were using the professional, you know, special camera to catch, high quality photos.
Yes, I've seen a lot of people do that. I envy them because, yeah, you know, it's really, really cool.
Mm.
Yeah. And what else other than the camera?
Credit card.
You bring your credit card? Isn't that in your purse or wallet already?
Yeah. I think that's it. Simple and easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You travel light.
Simple and easy. And I just need the money and I can buy anything I want.
You travel like Petty. You travel like Petty. You travel like Petty. Yeah, just bring your money. Bring your sunglasses. Look good. Bring your bag. Buy a nice suitcase and off you go.
Yes.
Fantastic stuff. Yes. Traveling light is a must today, I have to say. Personally, we never traveled light because every time my parents and I, you know, if we do come back to Taiwan, it's a long trip. So, you know, it's going to be like half a month and it's going to be about visiting family and everything. So we bring a lot of stuff. But today, you know, if I do travel, I travel like you guys, you know, the best thing is to travel light. And then if you want to bring gifts or souvenirs or something, you know, just order them on Amazon, order them on Momo or somewhere, you know, and send them to your friends and family's house, the souvenirs. You don't, I'm tired of bringing a huge suitcase with me around. So I travel like you guys. Great stuff. Traveling light is the way to go. Definitely. Do we have any 15 Minutes Fam who wants to come and share their stories with us? What do you bring when you travel and what's in your bag? So tonight we have covered an article regarding an author who's visited the Disney park for ages. And she named a few things that she loves to bring with her to Disney park, things that she recommends. And also we've heard our 15 Minutes Fam talk about what they think they have to bring when they travel and what is in their bag today. Fantastic stuff. We've heard so many interesting stories. Thank you very much, you guys. And Petty, before we end today, what do you want to say something? You forgot to remind them about vocab.
Oh.
对嘛，对不对？ 这个时候Petty就要进来了, save the day.
大家礼拜三记得听vocab。
对。 大家禮拜三就記得我們VOCAP的新的一季呢是上週才開始這個上架的啦，所以大家可以聽看看，然後呢給我們一些意見，然後之後呢我們就繼續在我們之後會持續的去找一些很有趣的主題，然後來錄給大家。那還有呢，就是也歡迎大家星期一的時候呢，就像Kalen一樣，反正不管你是下班啦，或者是這個在家帶小孩啦等等呢，我們都很歡迎，就是來開口聊一聊。 那今天谢谢我们的CT Kalen，还有我们的Summer，and我们的Catherine. Very nice to meet you all, and great to see you guys tonight. And before we end today, just want to say hello and goodbye to you guys, Sandy, Claire, also Eric, Gavin, Jessica. Great to see you guys, and we will check you next week, same time, same place, and we hope you have a great evening.